You're listening to Rotary Radio UK, and today I'm joined by Millie Moore from Dads Unlimited. Millie, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about Dads Unlimited. First of all, why that title?
So, my name's Millie and I'm the Sustainability and Outreach Manager at Dads Unlimited. Dads Unlimited is a men's mental health charity based in Ashford in Kent. We work across the whole of England and Wales, and what we do is we support dads going through family separation that need help gaining meaningful contact with their children, helping to reduce parental conflict, and we also support male victims of domestic abuse.
That's absolutely amazing. How did it start?
So Dads Unlimited started as a Facebook page back in 2017. Our CEO, Nav Mirza, who established the charity, embedded his lived experience into the charity. He set up the Facebook page in hope that other men would come forward and that they would find a support network to talk about their concerns about family breakdown, domestic abuse, loss of contact with children, divorce, etc., etc. Obviously, the need soon grew, and in September of 2017, Dads Unlimited was established as a registered charity.
Right, that's absolutely fascinating. There are a whole range of services that you've offered, and I looked on your website this morning, which is very impressive.
I'd invite
anybody to have a look at it, but. You talked about the services that you operate. Mentoring, I think, is one.
Yeah, so mentoring's our core service. Mm-hmm. So that is the baby of Dads Unlimited and what kickstarted it to become a national charity. Mentoring is for fathers that are going through family separation, divorce, have lost contact with their children, or need some help with co-parenting and reducing parental conflict. So what happens in our mentoring service is a guy can phone our helpline, register for support on our website, or he could be referred from another professional service. And what happens is he will phone into the helpline and he will be triaged and assessed before being allocated a mentor who becomes his point of contact to really help with the emotional side of things to improve their well-being.
Right, okay. A little bit later on, I'll ask you to give us that helpline number, because if anybody's listening, if we give the number straight away, by the time they've dropped what they're doing, rushed out into the kitchen, got a pad and paper, and so they don't have time to write it down. So we'll have a look at that a bit later on. One of the things that surprised me was that you offer a support service for male victims of domestic abuse. Now, that's not something which is high on the national agenda.
No. So that is a groundbreaking initiative, especially here in Kent and Medway. So in September of 2021, we was commissioned by the Ministry of Justice to launch Kent and Medway's first male victim of domestic abuse service. That service is called Save Dave. Dave stands for Domestic Abuse Victim Empowerment. And we encourage men to save Dave in their phones so that the perpetrator doesn't know who they're calling. So we was really successful in being commissioned by the service because we presented some data in 2021 to Matthew Scott, Kent Police and Crime Commissioner, that 40% of fathers that we were supporting in our mentoring service that had gone through family separation, that had lost contact with their children, it was around 40% of these guys were victims of male victims of domestic abuse.
Is that physical abuse or mental abuse?
Yeah. So it's physical abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, coercive and controlling behaviours. It's quite common that a partner will poison the victim through supplying medication. Mm-hmm. So that they feel as though they are unwell and that they are weak, but it's actually the partner providing the medication.
It is really quite extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, so, it's groundbreaking.
Because you tend to think that it's always the male that is dishing out that kind of treatment. But it's good to know that it's available. But you're saying 40%. I mean, that is quite a high number.
Yeah, it was a very, very high number. I think in the first year of the service being launched, the DAFE service, we supported 160 men, fully supported across Kent and Medway. And we're quite fortunate because in March this year, we got some funding from another organisation to recruit our first national IDVA.
Mm-hmm.
So an IDVA is an independent domestic violence advocate. So we recruited our first national IDVA to support men outside of Kent and Medway. So taking our domestic abuse service into the national arena. And we've already seen quite the demand for our service nationally.
Yeah, that's well, I'm amazed, but it's good to know that you're there. Another thing I picked off the website was that you offer family court support. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So Dads Unlimited are very fortunate to have been awarded a licensed access certificate from the Bar Standards Board, meaning that we can be the instructing agent to the council and that we can instruct barristers on behalf of our clients for a reduced fee. This is heavily discounted by 70%, so absolutely phenomenal. And what our court support service does is if we have a father in our mentoring service that isn't able to resolve his issues amicably with his ex-partner and that they do choose to go down the route of court, then we can refer them to our support court service and they assist with bundle preparation, forms, communicating with counsel on behalf of the client. So it sort of takes away a bit of that pressure and stress that contributes to the poor mental health of family breakdown.
Yeah, that. I mean, I know some friends of ours, their daughter and son-in-law are going through it, and it's quite acrimonious at the moment. Mm. So, you know, support both sides, I think, helps an enormous amount. And then community activities, I guess this is around, you know, people suddenly who've been in family relationships suddenly finding themselves isolated.
Yeah, that's a common theme. So with our dads that have gone through family breakdown, especially single dads, because it's such a taboo in society. Because if you're a single mum, you can go into the playground at the school and you can have a chat and a natter of a morning with all the other school mums. But for dads, this can be quite difficult. So we really take pride in the social aspect of our work. So we developed an initiative called a Dad's Cafe, which is on the last Friday of every month, which is a peer support group for men to come and open up about the struggles and the pressures that they're going through. And it just symbolises that they're not alone and that there are other people going through the same issues that they are. On the side of Dad's Caf, we're also very fortunate from organisations like the Rotary Club that award us free tickets to give out to our clients to attend places like zoos, leisure centres, theme parks.
Yes.
So it gives the dad and the child something to do other than the typical McDonald's after school.
Sure. Men of my generation, I'm 70, in case anybody's interested. You were expected just to have a stiff upper lip and, you know, grin and bear it. But things are a little bit different now for men. Yeah. Yeah.
Slowly changing.
Yes, that's good. Tell me, where does your funding come from?
So we're funded from the Kent Police and Crime Commissioner, Matthew Scott, the Ministry of Justice, National Lottery, Scottish Power, Henry Smith and the Tudor Trust, just to name some of our biggest funders. But obviously funding is always a need. It's always something that we always need. But we are very fortunate to be in the position that we are.
And where are you based?
We're based in Evegate, in between Ashford and Folkestone.
How did you get involved in Dads Unlimited?
So I got involved with Dads Unlimited over a year ago now. I was studying for a degree at the University of Kent in Criminology and Sociology. And I remember it was one of the modules that I was studying. It was about gender and domestic abuse, and in one of the lectures it mentioned a charity called Dads Unlimited. And Dads Unlimited at the time was on my doorstep and I'd never heard of this fantastic charity. So I thought, I must reach out, because it was such a passion of mine to be learning about domestic abuse and to really highlight the difference in the genders and break down that unconscious bias. So I reached out and I came on board as a fundraiser just over a year ago. And I'm still here.
Yes.
Loving every minute of it.
Good, that's great. How many staff are there?
There is 18 full-time members of staff at Duds Unlimited.
Yeah.
We also have student counsellors, and we also have fully qualified counsellors working for us as well.
Yeah, okay. And what is actually your role in? Tell me what you do on a day-to-day basis.
So as sustainability and outreach manager, it's my responsibility to find funding, secure funding, develop connections and relationships with other organisations. I do all of the social media and the marketing for Dads Unlimited to really raise awareness for our services.
Okay.
And I do lots of fundraising events as well. So Right. Quite a big remit.
Oh, yeah, it certainly sounds it. So what sort of fundraising events are going on at the moment?
At the moment, we've just done a festival-themed fundraiser at a pub in Wye called Padfest that was supported by the Ashford Rotary, so that was very lovely. Thank you so much if you're listening.
We'll make sure they do.
We've got a charity golf day at Hive in October coming up, but we're going to be using that as sort of like a business to business networking event. Yeah. So if anyone out there knows of any businesses that might be interested in getting involved for some sponsorship, then please do reach out and let us know. We've got a race night coming up in September, and we have a 5K run on the 24th of this month.
Right, you're certainly very busy then.
We are.
Yeah. Okay, so how can Rotarians, and in fact people who are listening who are not Rotarians, how can they support what you do?
You can support what we do by following us on social media, sharing what we do, really trying to raise awareness for our services. We're always looking for volunteers to support with our fundraising. So whether that be putting on a Dads Unlimited pin badge and a lanyard and going out with your shaker pot to collect some much needed funds for the charity in a town close to you, that we're always welcome to that. We're always welcome to hear from corporate sponsors as well for charity. For a charity, it's quite important to have that corporate backing. And especially if you're working for a company that has quite a predominant male workforce, because there's quite the synergy with our charity there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I guess the best way to get in touch is just to put Dads Unlimited into a search engine.
Exactly that.
And that gets you through. Yeah, that's super. And we talked about helpline number earlier on. What?
Yep. So our helpline for our mentoring service, it's 01233 680 150. And for our domestic abuse service, it's 01233 680 160.
Brilliant. I'm going to ask you to say that again, just in case someone dropped the pen halfway through.
So for our mentoring service, it's 01233 680 150. And for our domestic abuse service, it's 01233 680 160. And I just thought I'd share a little fact. So in 2022 to 2023, Dads Unlimited fully supported 783 men across all of our services. And the worrying statistic was that 42.4% of clients that we supported had suffered with suicidal ideation.
Mm. And is that nationally, or is that...
That's nationally.
That's nationally,
Yeah. So there really is a real need for our work. Because
funnily enough, on my show yesterday, I was I played the REM track, Everybody Hurts, which was written for young men in that situation. And I guess a lot of them, you know, a young father who's going through a situation. But you must deal with people at all sorts of... their stages of life.
Yeah, I think the eldest client that we've supported is 80 years of age. So, and it was quite predominant for us to also support with grandparents as well.
Right, yeah.
Because it's quite often that if, for example, the child has lost contact with their dad, it's quite often that the mum will then open up to stopping grandparents having contact as well.
I guess it's a, you know, it's a natural thing to go back to her parents and grandparents, but you know, as a grandparent myself, I'd be absolutely horrified if I suddenly found I didn't have contact with my grandchildren now. So you've got your sheet of notes there. Is there anything I've missed out that we should talk about?
Obviously, we are a suicide prevention charity. Yeah. That is one of our golden threads, that we are a suicide prevention charity, supporting the mental health of men. And through our work with Kent Public Health, we've identified that relationship breakdown, loss of contact with children and domestic abuse are high-risk suicide triggers. Yeah.
So what does the future hold for your organisation? You're expanding? I mean, it sounds counterintuitive, I suppose, you know, that you would be expanding, but...
So the hope for Dads Unlimited is probably in the future to set up other Dads Unlimiteds around the country, because although we are a national charity, we've only got the one office base here in Ashford. So expanding our reach in terms of our office space, as well as probably recruiting more staff. But there's always going to be the capacity and demand issue in the charity world, I'm afraid.
Yes. Okay, well, Millie, thank you very much for coming in this morning. It's been a really interesting conversation, and perhaps you'll come back from time to time.
Yeah, I'd love to. Let us know
how things are going. And I'm sure that the speaker secretaries of every Rotary club that's tuning in will be thinking, oh, she sounds like somebody representing a good organisation that we'd like to come along and speak at one of our meetings.
So, definitely.
Again, if you put Dads Unlimited into your search engine, that's going to be the best way of establishing some initial contact. So from Millie and from me, Steve Wood, here on Rotary Radio UK, thanks very much for listening in, and I hope that you've enjoyed this and found it very interesting. And if you do need the services, or that you know anybody who would benefit from the services of Dads Unlimited, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Millie, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.